This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization Friday approved the emergency listing of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine, and giving its seal of approval to expedite use, especially in countries with weaker regulatory agencies. The third COVID-19 vaccine after the two-shot regimens of Pfizer, BioNTech, and AstraZeneca to receive backing from the WHO, and the first to be done in a single injection. It covers use in all countries for rollout of the vaccine facility, COVAX, and follows the European Medicines Agency's authorization announcement on Thursday. Meanwhile, a World Health Organization expert advisory committee is currently looking at AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine after some countries paused distribution of it. But one expert said that there is no reason not to use it. Health authorities in several countries, including Denmark, Norway, and Iceland, suspended the use of AstraZeneca's vaccine following reports of the formation of blood clots in some people who have been vaccinated. Margaret Harris told a Geneva briefing that it was an excellent vaccine and that no causal relationship had been established between the shot and the health problems reported. She called the pause in use a precautionary measure. Again, the World Health Organization Advisory Committee currently looking at AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is now offering temporary legal residency to people from Myanmar in the wake of the country's February 1st coup. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Friday cited the military's takeover and ongoing deadly force against civilians. Mayorkas said the designation of temporary protected status for people from Myanmar will last 18 months. The offer of temporary legal residency applies to people already in the United States. Mayorkas said in a statement that worsening conditions in Myanmar would make it difficult for those people to safely return home. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga met with U.S. President Joe Biden and other Quad country leaders to forge a free and open Indo-Pacific region and counter China's growing military and economic power. The virtual meeting was hosted by Biden and by Suga, attended by Suga, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The White House said the meeting shows the importance Biden is placing on the Indo-Pacific region and that it will focus on tackling the coronavirus pandemic, the climate crisis, and on reviving economic growth. India and Australia also emphasized the importance of regional security cooperation, which has been discussed by previous lower-level Quad meetings. President Joe Biden's administration is refusing to allow lawyers who inspect facilities where immigrant children are detained to enter a Border Patrol tent in Texas where agents are holding hundreds of youths. The attorney says that they were allowed to speak to children at the facility in Donna on Thursday, but they were denied the chance to see the areas where the youths were being held. During the administration of former President Donald Trump, inspections conducted by the lawyers under a court settlement known as the Flores Agreement exposed horror stories of children packed in cells without adequate food and water. And more than 1,000 National Guard members will be leaving Washington, D.C. over the weekend, but several thousand others will stay on for days or weeks in the ongoing mission to provide security for the U.S. Capitol that has drawn criticism. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.